Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we were talking about the use of types in the Bible and what these types actually represent. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
That word made in this passage carries with it the idea of once and a for all act by which someone produces something, which when produced has an independent existence of its own. Now let me say that again, because this verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 1, speaking of Jesus, says, by whom also he made the worlds. And that definition of made, again, has the idea of a once and for all act by which someone produces something which, when produced, has an independent existence of its own. We think of John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Or Revelation 4, verse 11, that says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, in verse 1, we saw that the infallible person is central to our thinking about God. And in verse 2, we see the infallible person gives us the final revelation. But now we want to look in verse 3 and see that that infallible person is very God. There we read in Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Well, that verse 3, starts out by saying, who being the brightness of his glory. Now, where Jesus is, there is light. Where he's rejected, there is darkness. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no true light. Rather, the reservation of the blackness of darkness forever. The fullness of the Godhead dwells fully and in reality in him. Jesus is not a type of God. He is God. That word type, sometimes you hear from time to time, and there's a lot of types in the book of Hebrews. So let me just lay this down. I may do it a few more times as we go through this book. Type is a shadow, not the substance. Noah and Lot are used as types in prophecy. But they aren't the prophecy, they're history. Joseph is a type of Christ. Joseph is the type. Christ is the antitype. The antitype is the substance. The type is the shadow. Again, Jesus is not a type. Joseph is. The similarity between type and antitype can never be perfect. The type is a shadow of that which is to come, but not the perfect substance. Saying that, we're saying this to you. Jesus is not a type of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. And it's so important that you know that you understand that, and that you believe it. The word brightness occurs in its Greek form only here in the Bible. And it means to emit splendor and shining. It's like a great splendor shining. In reference to Jesus Christ, it means light or splendor emitted from or issuing from a luminous body. Jesus, as the Son of God, is shining forth of God's glory and brightness. Now, let's understand something. The sun, the moon, the stars, for that matter, were created on the fourth day of creation. Yet we know by the Word of God that there was day and dark the first 3 days. There was light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. The light he called day, and the dark he called night. Now, we know that. That's nothing new. But what was the light for those 3 days if there were no sun, moon, and stars? Jesus was the light, and he's the light that will brighten that new Jerusalem when we go there in eternity. So being in the likeness of his Father, Jesus Christ is the radiance of eternal light. Therefore, he is eternal. He made the worlds, as verse 2 tells us. And that means to make something, you have to already be in existence to make something. So ever before the worlds began, before they ever existed, Jesus Christ was. He always was, he always is, he always will be. And he will shine as the eternal light forever and ever. You and I are to let our light shine before men. By that is meant we're to reflect the light, and the light we reflect is to be the Lord Jesus Christ in accordance with his holy word. But understand, we reflect light. But Jesus Christ is light himself. And how great is this brightness? In Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says, Isaiah sees the throne. It's high and it's lifted up. Okay? And so as he's looking at this throne, it says in Isaiah 6, 1 and 2, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. So he sees this one who sits on the throne, that's high and lifted up. He's so glorious that the seraphim, who are sinless sons of light, must hide their faces and their wings before his face. They dare not stare upon him. Saul of Tarsus saw the light above the brightness of the noonday sun, and he was blinded by the brightness of the glory of God. And for the next 3 days he would be blind until a prophet of God was sent by that he might be healed. My friend, we are talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Christ the Lord. He's God in the flesh. He's God with us. When Isaiah saw this glory, he said, woe is me. Ezekiel, he fell down as a dead man. Disciples, somewhat the same thing at the Transfiguration. John does the same thing again at the Isle of Patmos. When we talk about thankfulness, we're talking about being thankful for what God has done for us through Christ Jesus. But worship is about who he is. We worship him for his grandeur, greatness, and glory. We don't worship his majesty. We worship him for his majesty, his grandeur, his greatness, his glory. If you're going to worship his majesty, you're a pantheist, because pantheist says, okay, the tree is God, the majesty is God, the water is God, everything is God. Well, my friend, our God, the Lord our God, is one God. And we believe in Him. He is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three divine persons in one divine essence. That's our God. Is that great? I think that's wonderful. He is the express image of His person, of God's person. That's the next thing we're told here in verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 1. The express image of His person. The deity within was the express image of His person without. Express image is from the Greek word caricature. We get our word character from it. Only time that this Greek word appears is here in verse 3, when it was speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we will keep our minds constantly on Christ, witnessing and edifying fellow saints will not be an effort. Rather, it'll be an overflow of joy. The price the believer must pay to grow in grace, truth, and knowledge in order to reflect the light of Christ is, that price is to make temporal things, especially, and all the things including family, subordinate to the spiritual or the eternal truth and riches in Christ Jesus. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? I simply mean this, that temporal things or anything that has a special value to you can never, even your family can never be valued above the Lord. And your family, every part of your life must be subordinated unto the Lord. Our life decisions should be based on, is it the will of God? And we lose our will to carry out His will. I had a typewriter, and I think there's still one around here in our ministry somewhere around here. But you know, the arms on the typewriter would come up and it would make a letter through the ink on the ribbon onto the paper. For example, the letter A is seen on the paper. Actually, the metal character is in the typewriter. The A that you see is the image of the character that's on the typewriter. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.